This goes to Amy, A-I-M, like Mary, E-E, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, and like November, P, like practice. Fax 989-831-4306 regarding Mary Meal. It's M-I-E-L, date of birth 1/31/1947. Dear Miss Johnson, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Meal with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was April 28th of 2025, and she has lost about 9 pounds over the last year. She is feeling well, no shortness of breath, no chest pain, palpitations. She's had a few medication changes since her last visit. She's off hydrochlorothiazide and potassium chloride, and now she is on Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day. That's because of the pulmonary embolism or pulmonary emboli that she had in 2024. Lisinopril 40 milligram daily. Diltiazem is 120 milligram daily. She's on calcium and vitamin D, Tylenol, Lipitor is 10 milligram daily, Protonix 40 milligram daily, Oxybutyn is 10 milligram daily, and Amoxicillin is 2,000 milligram before dental appointments. Physical exam, weight is 166 pounds, pulse is 56, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 120 over 78. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen obese, non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 11th, 2026. Creatinine 1.1, and this is improved. Previous two levels were 1.29 and 1.33. Estimated GFR is 51. Calcium is 9.0. Albumin 4.3, phosphorus 3.3, sodium 143, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 28, hemoglobin is 12.9 with a normal white count, normal platelets. And the patient also wanted to review her ultrasound of the abdomen that was done January 30th of 2024, which shows bilaterally small kidneys, and there was some right renal cysts that had been present previously. She had gallstones, and also diffuse fatty liver was noted on that CAT scan. And she will probably schedule a follow-up visit with you to see if there's anything else that can be done, possibly another ultrasound to evaluate any changes that may have occurred with the fatty liver disease. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will check her labs every 6 months. Two, hypertension is well controlled. Three, bilaterally small kidneys, essentially unchanged. And non-alcoholic fatty liver disease per ultrasound at the abdomen in January of 2024. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.